24 hours a day, 7 days a week. On demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can do nothing about it. BashaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked. Keep it locked. Keep it locked.
Hello, and welcome to the Secret Vibe Show. You're listening to your host, Valerie A. Campbell. And this is where you get to turn your vibe on. Vibe is short for vibration. Vibe is an acronym for vision, intention, belief, and expectation. So what is your vibe saying right now? What feelings are you projecting into God's universe? Well, check yourself. Check your feelings. And to switch it up, just ask yourself, what do I want? To get yourself straight back into alignment. So today, I am going to talk on a subject of why some men just don't know how to make love. Now, I'm a Christian, and I would always advise, unless you're a robot, and if you can, I would always advocate that you have sex within marriage. Now, I'm going to put my hands up, and I'm going to say, as an unmarried Christian, I have my weaknesses. You know, my physical need supersedes my spiritual need, and I fall into temptation, and God knows that, and I'm okay with that. I know my weaknesses are covered. I don't go out and exploit my weaknesses, but I recognize it for what it is. So in today's show, I want to talk about sex, and that some men, I want to talk about the fact that some men just don't know how to make love to a woman. It's true. I am echoing the thoughts of thousands of women out there. Now, men, when you get to a certain age and you're what I would call a so-called experienced man, in other words, you're a mature man and you don't know how to make love to a woman, there is something wrong. And I personally interpret that as being pretty selfish, because you clearly haven't researched or even taken direction from a woman. In other words, asked her or even gone out of your way to find out what pleasures her. So one of the things I want to talk about is men who deny, for example, and in fact, some of them are actually doing it, that they don't go down on a woman, that it's unclean. Let's deal with that, shall we? Or men who think it's obligatory to go down on a woman whilst they're making love or having sex, and deny a woman the pleasure of, let's just say, thrashing her head from side to side in the pleasure of the moment. These are some of the things that I'd like to address today. Because when a woman receives that kind of pleasure and she feels that her partner is only doing it through a sense of obligation, it takes away the pleasure. So know that now. That wasn't meant to be the first lesson, but it just came out that way. So, men, I'm talking to the men because I know you listen to my show. Whilst I'm talking to the ladies, yes, I've got your number, you spies out there. I want to ask you, do you want to show your lady how much she means to you? And if the answer is yes, then you're spying into the right place. Do you want to rock her world and sweep her off her feet, romance her and show her that chivalry is not dead? Well, yes, you're in the right place, because in this show, I'm going to show you how to do just that by educating you on some rules for making love to a woman. Now, many of you may have read, watched 50 Shades of Grey. That was some literotica. And for those that don't know what that is, it's erotic literature. And women in their thousands are reading erotic literature because we like time, we like the slow build up, and reading erotic literature allows us to do that. So what was great about 50 Shades of Grey? Well, it highlighted that we women want to be made love to, and we want also that masculine side, that 50 Shades of Grey style sex. So in this show, I'm going to educate you on how to make love, but I'm going to show you how to do it like a man, in the way that we ladies want to receive it. Now, if you're the pious type, you're the pious religious type, don't listen any further. This is for those within marriage, or the naughty type, and God knows we have our weaknesses, who are in a long-term relationship. And just as a note, I'd like to add that much of the church's history, sex within a marriage was only tolerated because it produced children. God forbid you actually have sexual desire at that time, or be passionately in love with a partner, or have sex purely for pleasure. That was viewed as sin. Anyway, I digress. I don't want to go off into a certain path. I still believe sex is best placed within the marriage, and I've done a show stating as such, entitled The 17 Reasons Not to Have Sex Outside Marriage. And I've done a part one and a part two, so you can actually find it in the archives, or if you DM me on my Instagram, I'll send you the link. So let's get into it. Let's get into it. Let's give some advice to those men who don't know how to make love to a woman. So the first thing I would say is take time to play with her mind. Take time to play with her mind. Now, the most important aspect of making love is time and play. And I mean that in every way. Hey, that rhymed, right? So, mind play, foreplay, sex play. And then there's post-sex play, the after-sex play. So if you want to make love to a woman, it doesn't start in the bedroom. It starts hours before. It starts in the morning. It starts even the day before. And the clued up man knows this. So what would I say is essentially the first step? Well, make her feel good. Show her how much you appreciate her. Compliment her on how she's maybe done her hair or her nails, or how pretty or beautiful she looks. You know, as women, we like our compliments. And we like to look sweet for our guys. So show her that you have noticed. Give her that admiring, sexy look over breakfast. You see, it's all in the eyes. The eyes, they say, are the windows to the soul. So do remember to gaze into her eyes when you deliver that sexy comment. Do you remember that scene in Game of Thrones, if you've seen it, where Khaleesi, also known as Daenerys, was taught to look into the eyes of her husband Drogo, and she was told that love comes in through the eyes. So you see, it actually does work. I'm telling you, it works. There's nothing more than a beautiful, intense stare between lovers. Throughout the day, pepper her phone with some sultry texts. Okay, so started in the morning, we've got the eye thing going on. Send her some sultry texts in the daytime. Play with her throughout the day. Get your woman in the mood. It doesn't begin in the bedroom. You see, the earlier that a woman can start thinking about getting nasty with you. Oh, did I say nasty? I meant sexual with you, the better. make love to her mind. Get her so turned on that she is physically aching for you before you take her to bed. So let's look at some practical steps. Now, before you actually get to the sex play, so that was the mind play, make sure that you're clean. Hygiene is paramount. She doesn't want to smell you stinky in areas I won't even bother to describe. Use your common sense. You've got the picture, because you really don't want to kill the mood. Clean your downstairs region thoroughly and put on a nice cologne. Subtle, not too strong. Clean yourself up a bit. Shave if you need to. And besides, you shouldn't be looking like a jungle anyway. I won't comment any further on that. You best know her preference. And for goodness sake, please cut your nails and file them. You don't want to cut a woman to shreds. It's not just that it's unsightly to see talons on a man, but it can really cause discomfort in us. When you touch our delicate rosebuds, you know, it can actually take us out of the moment and prevent us from enjoying being made love to. So give yourself a nail cut. Now, once you do have her in the bedroom, don't rush to take her clothes off with the intention of getting straight to the cookie. Take your time with this as well. Exercise some self-restraint. Spend time. Take time to undress her. Tease her. Don't just snatch off her clothes. Although in the heat of the moment, that can feel good. Hey, you know, we're talking about making love here, so I'm slowing down the process. Say take half an hour max undressing her. And take care to touch and caress every inch of her body. Give her an oil massage from top to toe, or you can simply stroke her with your fingers lightly and as slowly as you can. And you can do that against the backdrop of some really nice music. Or as an idea, you can blindfold her so she's nice and relaxed, and you can hear her inhalations and exhalations of pleasure. Now, by now, she's going to feel very turned on as you've been playing with her mind. Now you're playing with her body. You're smelling good, she's smelling good, all is in slow motion. And as women, I'm sure that we can all relate to that. We can all relate to, especially those guys, you know, those one or two or three guys, that all they wanted to do was just put it in, play time over. We call those 1 minute men. And if you don't want that label, take your time. And so by this point, you're going to be very turned on too, but don't give in. You're here because you want to show her how much she means to you, and you do that by blowing her mind. Which brings me to the orgasm. So you've started slow and you've built up the intensity. You've moved slowly. Big strokes. You've kissed passionately. There's been deep eye contact. You know, you've increased the pace to something more intense. And that's from the slow build up. And now you can use your fingers or your tongue in her secret places. But I do mean slowly. You see, if it feels right to stay slow the whole way through, go ahead. You can feel the pace of your woman. And it is the right thing to do sometimes, depending on the girl and the situation. And then make sure that you're being the man in all the other ways that I don't need to mention. But get her to the place of where that cookie feels like it's been dipped. And you're just like in that moment, you're deciding the direction of things. And you're the one who's given the commands. You see, that's manly. Turn her over, give her a spank, you know, lead her physically. No need to ask questions unless they're short and to the point. Does that feel good? Does that feel nice? You don't need to force anything. Try putting or pinning her hands above her head so she feels like the damsel in distress. And it doesn't have to be aggressive, unless she likes it that way, a little bit aggressive. But just even just lightly holding her head, her hands over her head, can make her feel like she can feel your dominance, your manliness, without anything rough ever happening. So it doesn't have to be on any level like 50 Shades of Grey. And then pay attention. Pay attention. Be in tune with her body so you can give her what she wants. Take the lead. And I'm not saying that sometimes you can't allow her to take the lead, but I'm speaking to the men who don't know how to make love to a woman. So the whole time that you're doing all of this, it is essential that you're paying close attention to what she's communicating with you in a non-verbal way. Especially if you're not asking questions. Just because you want to make love in a rough way doesn't necessarily mean that she wants to. So man up and give your woman what she wants. And if you're making love and she looks bored, turn it up a notch. If she looks uncomfortable, slow it down a bit. Some women don't give away too much in the bedroom, but you can give, as a woman, give your man some direction by stating whether you want it softer or harder. And go with the flow. So, imagine now you've got to that point. You're relaxing on the bed afterwards. And now I'm going to speak about post-play, after making love. Now, men, listen to me very carefully here. One thing women dislike is when, as soon as you've made love or you've had sex, the man immediately jumps up and wants to go in the shower, or starts watching TV, or starts fiddling with his phone. It just feels so rude and so disconnected to us as women, almost as if we've been discarded. Hold your woman and spend time with her. As women, we can feel like we just want to be hugged, we just want to be cuddled at that point. And if you rush off, it can feel really upsetting to us, and the whole experience can lose its flavor. A woman needs to feel cherished. She's just given the most important part of herself to you. She needs to feel as if she's just been cherished as something golden. So to prevent this, just lay with her for 10 minutes minimum in the bed. Share a compliment or two, keep the conversation light, and hold her. Make sure you keep some tissues by the bed. Just being practical here before you start, so you can have a quick cleanup afterwards and not need to run to the shower immediately. Now, if things get very messy and a shower is a must, then go and have a shower together. Even that can be really sultry. Imagine the suds, the soap. You see, that can be a really sensual experience and bring you closer together. So you see, for a woman, it's all about how you leave her feeling. And that's how you give her a vibe that she associates with you, that she will never forget. So that's it. I've just described mind play, foreplay, sex play, and post-sex play. Now, you're probably wondering and saying, Valerie, you don't usually talk about sex in your shows. But isn't this sometimes part of the vision, intention, belief, and expectation that, let's keep it real here. You know, as women, our vision is we want somebody who can satisfy us sexually. And the reason for that is often that is the differentiating factor between a man being a man, as in platonic friendship, or being of a romantic friendship. So sex is important. Making love is important. And it's an experience that draws us closer to our partner. So I'm hoping that you men out there have learned something today, and that you can see how making love is quite different than your average sex. You know, it's not called making love for no reason. And this type of sex is much different from your average romp. There's a lot more care and emotion involved in making love than just taking your clothes off and going at it. This doesn't mean that every time you have sex, you know, you have to categorize it as making love. In fact, this type of love should be saved for special occasions because it's such an intimate act. Sometimes you may just want to go wild sometimes. And making love to a woman is not an easy task. And most men need some direction. So that's why I've spoken about it today, because I think, well, who better than to get it from a woman herself? I hope that I'm representing the ladies out there to some extent. And if you want to make love to a woman and really truly show her how you feel about her through sex, then I believe that that's an insight in how you should do it. So take it seriously. Take it seriously, putting all jokes aside. Be serious about her. If you're serious about her, be serious about forming that emotional state during sex. And foreplay should be emotional. Normally your foreplay might be really intense and physical, and I hope it is. But when you get to the foreplay portion, when you're trying to make love to a woman, it has to be a lot more emotional than it is physical. That's what I would define as the difference. And like I said, that doesn't just start when you get home. It's, you know, the sweet loving text messages that you send her away. It's those deep gazes. And this really speaks to the emotional side of a woman and will really get her in the romantic mood for some amazing sex. And the entire evening should be romantic. You know, prior to actually making love, it would be so nice to have a really delicious dinner. You know, low-lit room with a lot of conversation. you know, surrounding your feelings for her. And for us women, you really get bonus points if you cook the meal yourself. Dim lighting. I didn't mention that, did I? Make sure that the light is dim to set the mood for making love to a woman. Candles, women love candles. Think about the ambiance to give the kinds of atmosphere that fosters, you know, those sexy shadows that you see sometimes in the movies. And as I mentioned, use some slow, sexy music as the backdrop. This will remind you or put you in the mood of what you're actually trying to build with her. And I would say pamper her. You know, go that extra distance. The reason why I mentioned that hot oil massage is because it will make her feel beautiful, as if you're appreciating every part of her body. And it will also help her to unwind and relax for the sexual encounter. Now, it doesn't have to always be at home. Pick a place, pick a lovely hotel, and you know, just if the bedroom is really nice and cozy, it's and imagine if it had a fireplace. Just create an atmosphere. It's all about the atmosphere. And of course, pick the right positions when in the actual sex play. Use positions that work for you as a couple. Be creative. And make it more about her. You know, this means more actually making the sex more about her feelings than yours. You see, it takes actually longer for a woman to climax than a man. So focus the sex on her pleasure. In fact, I've had men say to me that they actually don't feel satisfied unless the woman is satisfied. So if you're that man that's wanting to satisfy your woman, then take tips. Take the tips that I'm giving you here today. Tell her how much you care about her. Make her feel like you're one and only. And, you know, it can be a bit challenging for a guy to actually open up about his feelings for the one that he loves, especially during sex. So make sure you do it before the actual encounter. That's all part of actually making love to her mind. And then, as I mentioned, take the time to cuddle afterwards. That's really, really important. You know, you can't really successfully make love to a woman without having that cuddle time with her. That's the perfect, that is the perfect ending for making her feel the love, even after the sex has ended. And she will feel truly appreciated if you do that. So as you can see, knowing how to make love to woman is not just about simply perfecting the moves and doing the deed. There's a lot more that goes into true love making that only a woman can shed some light on, as I've done today. Now, ladies, I wanted to share this message because is there anything more frustrating than putting on lipstick, going on a date with the one that you love and not feeling sexually appreciated by your man, or not knowing how to communicate that in a way that won't offend him? Well, guys, I've said it on your woman's behalf. And, you know, I'm the vibes lady. And I offer consultations on how to switch up your vibe to attracting your ideal partner, how to communicate with your ideal partner, and how to recognize that you are the common denominator of all of your relationships. So is your vibe repelling him, the type of man you want to attract, or is it pushing him away?
24 hours a day, 7 days a week. On demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can do nothing about it. BashaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked.